USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Major League Baseball Players Association is now encouraging the league to move this year's All-Star Game from Atlanta now that a new law restricts voting access in Georgia. President Biden said the new law is an atrocity. He was asked if his administration would challenge Georgia's new restrictive law in court.
We're working on that right now. We don't know quite exactly what we can do at this point.
8 years ago, the Supreme Court practically killed the federal law that said states with a racial voting discrimination history must get permission to enact new voting laws. The Biden administration would now have to find another way to challenge the new restrictions in Georgia. The governor of Georgia, Brian Kemp, said it's obvious that neither the president nor his handlers have even read the bill. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by March 31st. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Forecasters say more severe weather could be hitting parts of the South, and more tornadoes are possible. In Alabama, cleanup continues. In Alabama, cleanup continues after twisters touched down on Thursday. At least 6 people were killed in the storm that knocked out power lines, downed trees, and damaged homes in Alabama and Georgia. Noonan, Georgia experienced heavy damage around the historic downtown area. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey offered her sincerest prayers to all impacted. The storms began on March 17th and produced 25 tornadoes in just Alabama. The state of Florida is threatening to sue the federal government if it doesn't lift its pandemic ban on cruise lines that are using U.S. ports. Governor Ron DeSantis and Attorney General Ashley Moody say the state is being harmed economically by the shutdown and that cruises across the globe are operating safely with restrictions and protocols. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle went to the U.S.-Mexico border to check out the conditions. With more, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
A group of Democrats and Republican senators got a first-hand look at the surge of illegal immigration at the U.S.-Mexico border on Friday. Former President Trump weighing in on the border crisis, telling Fox News,
"And what you're seeing now is inhumane. That's why they won't allow the press to come in. It's a horrible situation. And everyone that's seen it, nobody's seen worse. Nobody's seen anything like it. It is what they're doing now is outrageous, and they should finish the wall."
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The U.S. is responding to the deadliest day in Myanmar since protests began following last month's military coup. USA Radio's Mike Fortier has more.
At least 90 people reportedly killed in several protests across the country. A local news outlet reports 4 of those killed are children, one just 5 years old. Thomas Bajda is U.S. ambassador in Myanmar. He accuses security forces of murder. He also calls the bloodshed horrifying. Bajda says the people of Myanmar have spoken clearly. They do not want to live under military rule, and he calls for an end to the violence and the restoration of the democratically elected government. That government, led by Aung San Suu Kyi, toppled in last month's military coup. Today is violence coming on Armed Forces Security Day. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.